good day, everybody who's ever listening at this point. It is January 12th. We've got 8 days to the inauguration of whoever it's going to be. I'll just be honest, it's probably going to be JB. But the point and purpose of my rant today is to touch on what's going on. This is kind of a foggy, purgatory-like state that we're in, unfortunately, right now. And I'm getting a lot of really random messages from people with all of this QAnon stuff. And there's a lot of well-meaning people who are getting wrapped up in kind of this patriot mythology, is what I'm going to coin it. I know QAnon has been around for a long time, and I know it was started with good intentions. I know it's branched off into 4chan and 8chan, and just all these message boards. And honestly, I think it's just got a lot of people putting hope in a place where they're going to be let down. And a lot of it's unverifiable. A lot of it is just pure conjecture and speculation that may or may not bear fruit. But with what happened to Mrs. Babbitt, the woman that was killed, shot at the Capitol, I believe by one of Chuck Schumer's bodyguards, is a big red flag for me. People that are wrapped up in this can get taken advantage of. So what we know about the circumstances at the Capitol was that it was a falsely led violent protest. It was commandeered and taken over by some bad actors, some crisis actors, some bad actors, and probably some NGOs, non-governmental organizations. And people like Mrs. Babbitt got wrapped up in it because she thought she was a part of some secret plot for President Trump to take the country back. And good, well-meaning religious people are going to be predisposed to feel like they have a special mission because of all the knowledge you have, of all the knowledge we have. And we do have a lot of knowledge, but knowledge puffs up. That's a direct scriptural quote. And all this stuff I'm reading and watching is unverifiable, all of it. Like 99% of them. We have no idea if they stole Pelosi's laptop. And even if they did, I mean, Hunter Biden's laptop had child porn on it, and it amounted to nothing. So, it's all ethereal stuff that you can't prove. The whole emergency EAS system thing, yeah, it might happen, but I doubt it. And the thing is, if there was some plot that was going to happen, the average person would be the last to know. You know, when they send special forces into a country to, you know, save a hostage, no one knows until it's done. So there's no reason to get all wrapped up and, you know, honestly manic and frantic about what's going to happen. All we can do is pray, prepare, and be ready. Do we want to see our country turned over to a communist Chinese agent? No. But honestly, when things are bad, people in their personal lives tend to do a lot better for themselves. So, I wanted to touch on that and just kind of give a warning out for people who get wrapped up in this QAnon stuff. The way it works is, if you've ever seen Batman with Christian Bale, they used in one of the movies, I think it's the one with Two-Face, Harvey Dent. Maybe it's Dark Knight. The Joker used a paranoid schizophrenic to do his bidding. And there's also another TV show parallel. It was on Daredevil, where, and I don't know if anybody's seen this, but if you have, you'll see this typecast. It's a typecast of a psychological profile of people that they use to carry out certain actions. So in the Daredevil typecast, there's an individual who's very OCD and has a lot of mental problems, had counseling and therapy, and the evil person in the episode knew how to manipulate him and take advantage of him and use him as a pawn, even though in the end he was sacrificed, he was killed. So what I'm saying is, people need to be careful not to be used as pawns in this QAnon stuff. Because this, like this Mrs. Babbitt, she thought she was legitimately a part of some secret plot to, quote unquote, take the United States government back for Trump. And people in these deep crevices of these message boards are being fed breadcrumbs and trust the plan and all this stuff. So then when she's present at a rally and Antifa types dressed as Trump supporters know the taglines and know what to say to get people like that riled up, get taken advantage of and shot and killed. So that's how this woman is used as a pawn. And there is no doubt that these message boards are being taken advantage of by government types, you know, CIA types, spooks, FBI types, to just take advantage of certain MOs, certain modus operandi of well-meaning religious people. So you need to guard your heart, and you need to guard your thoughts, and you need to ask yourself, what's the fruits of this, and what can I prove, and where's my responsibility? I've been at that point where I've been frantic with the information that I have, and I was either dead wrong or there was honestly nothing I could do about it. So there's the problem. So what's the solution? For me, I believe it's just being together and in communication with like-minded people and being able to verify facts. And that's all we can do. Because at the end of the day, our responsibilities as husbands and fathers and leaders in whatever position we're in society, you know, whether you're in government or you're just an average person like me who works a job and provides for my family, the only thing you can do is what you're immediately responsible for. So, communicating truthfully, being obedient to your Creator, things that bear fruit, things that bear good consequences. I'm thinking of the verse that Apostle Paul talked about, being content in whatever situation he's in. You know, he'd been shipwrecked a bunch of times. You know, he's been blessed with food, shelter, and clothing. He's been, you know, he was beaten and whipped. And, you know, government tried to kill him a bunch of times. So, in this time, that's what I think we are most responsible for, is holding our composure, our integrity, our character that Christ wants to instill in us if we have God's Spirit, and also not to be taken advantage of. The events of the march on the 6th have potentially, because of the media, put a permanent stain on any conservative rally from here on out, because people like Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are calling it, you know, domestic terrorism. Chuckie Schumer called it, like, D-Day or Pearl Harbor, which is crazy. But this whole thing was planned out by the left, and they were ready for it. And I instantly knew there was something fishy and funny when I was watching it, and immediately, with no footage, Fox News had the headline while filming, you know, the rally and people at the Capitol building, that there was violence at the Trump rally, when there wasn't any proof of the violence yet. And you have to ask yourself questions. Out of the thousands of Trump rallies with hundreds of thousands of conservatives who are veterans, people who carry concealed weapons, people who are, in fact, meekly dangerous, and there's never been a problem. There's never been violence. It's people of all walks of life, every race, color, and creed, black, white, orange, brown, yellow, men, women, gay, straight. There's even a decent, sizable trans crowd that was pro-Trump once they realized their rights weren't being taken away. They're just protecting children. In all of those events, in all of those rallies, there was never a problem. But the moment that a million people wanted to stand up and persuade Congress and the Senate to listen to the voices of the American people who are unhappy about the voter fraud, they put a stain on the entire message and say it was all violent. They shifted the narrative there. So now going forward from here, all these QAnon people, all these people who are disappointed, all these people who are let down, need to be watchful for more funny business and more shenanigans for future rallies. I believe there's going to be a rally this Saturday, and there's going to potentially be more false flag type things where Antifa types or Black Lives Matter types dress as Trump supporters and cause shenanigans. And honestly, just to be frank and honest, the average person who's just pro-Trump, pro-America, loves their country, who goes to a rally and sees people getting violent or, you know, breaking into the Capitol or whatever, they're going to be swept away in the mob mentality and say, all right, this is what we're doing. I love, and because they honestly love America and they see what's happening to the country, they're going to just go along with the crowd. So the mob is whipped up for good and well-meaning people to do stupid things. It happened in the Black Lives Matter riots, and that was the intention. People leading that movement are trained Marxists who know exactly how to whip up that group into doing violence. That's what they wanted with that. But it's wrong in all scenarios. And just a side thought, a rabbit trail. Democracies are immoral. 51% of the people can vote to take your land, take your property, take your cattle, take your rights. It's no different in a mob where the majority can be whipped up to do crazy things. So if you're a part of a group, you need to be careful because it can be taken advantage of. And then the media can label that entire group. And you could even be locked up. You could be guilty by association. So you have to have your wits about you. So that's all I'll say about that. I'm just getting a lot of messages of all this ethereal stuff. You know, Hillary's in Gitmo. She's being tried by military tribunals, and they took her laptop, and they took Pelosi's laptop, and just trust the plan. And I talked to a general, and no one knows who they're talking to. No one knows, you know, the credentials of these people. And if I was the left, this is exactly what I would be doing to stain the populist Trump Republican cause, because it was, for the first time, an honest Republican cause that didn't grow government or play ball with the military-industrial complex and keep the Bush-Clinton-Obama wars going overseas and all that imperialism. So the Trump wave was an honest-to-God conservative wave, and, you know, they're just in the process of destroying it. So don't get swept up, and, you know, hold your character and integrity.